remain in my love. As the Father have loved me, so I have loved you. Today, I want you and I to focus on that very own words, my brothers and sisters. Too many times we have allowed this world to rob us, to lie to us, to manipulate us, and to turn us against one another, especially turning us against God. Remain in His love. Christ came to show us who we are as beloved sons and daughters. Christ came to die for us so that we know that we are worth saving, worth redeeming, worth loving. Remain in His love so that we can become more Christ-like each day. And through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we become more joyful, more free, and more childlike in our faith, trusting, loving, and depending on the love that the Father has for us. My brothers and sisters, today in the gospel reading, as well as in the first reading, we're being reminded, just like the apostles at the first council of the church determined that the gospel should be preached to all the Gentiles, to all, so that all would come to know Christ. We too must never lose focus. In everything that we do, we must reach Christ by remaining in His love and allowing His love to transform us deeper within. What is stealing your joy? Who is lying to you? And what lies have they been telling you and I that make us doubt in God's goodness, in His love, in His mercy, in His faithfulness for us? Remain in His love, my brothers and sisters. Whatever is agitating you and I right now, let them go, be at peace, and focus on Christ who loves us, so that through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we might become more free, more Christ-like each day, to know our dignity, our self-worth, and who we are as sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father. This is our purpose. This is our mission. And heaven is our final destination.